For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. As the Senate prepares for confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, with opening statements beginning on Tuesday, parties on both sides of the aisle are now arguing over what records should or shouldn't be released. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the outrage is unfounded.
So far, I believe the only senators who've met with this nominee and then had negative things to say about him were Democrats who'd already announced beforehand they were going to oppose him.
The chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Chuck Grassley, released a statement supporting the decision to withhold some of the records and provide a number of how many Kavanaugh-related documents have been turned over. More than 400,000. It's the most of recent Supreme Court nominees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
There was an unusual police chase this week, and Chris Barnes has details.
I'm being chased!
A video of a Cape Coral, Florida police officer being chased by a tiny pig has gone viral. Cape Coral Police Officer Ray Schilke III responded to an animal complaint a few days ago, quickly finding himself being chased by that small, enthusiastic pig. Schilke recorded himself running from the tiny pig, saying,
"Oh no, the pigs are being chased by little pigs."
Tables were eventually turned on the loose pig, who's identified as a pet named Willie. He has since been reunited with his owner. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A moving tribute to Senator John McCain as he is laid to rest at the U.S. Naval Academy. A flyover of military jets performed a missing man formation in honor of the Navy pilot who was shot down over Vietnam and held prisoner for 5.5 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas Bishop Edward Burns wants an audience with the Pope over the sex abuse scandal and the Catholic Church. The bishop sent a letter to Pope Francis asking for the meeting. It was signed by two bishops and several priests in Texas. Bishop Burns says he wants changes that would protect parishioners in the Catholic faith.
I offer my words of apology, sorrow, and embarrassment that all of this has taken place in the church.
After news broke earlier this summer of abuse from priests in Pennsylvania, Burns went public with allegations made to the Dallas Diocese about a former priest sexually abusing three teenage boys who are now adults. Google is making it easier for military service members to find civilian jobs. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
A Google spokesman says finding work after the military can often be challenging and complex. But now all you have to do is search jobs for veterans with the Occupational Specialty Code. The improvements went live last week, linking similar skills from military roles to skills in the civilian workforce. And Google Maps has a new feature which shows a user if a business is owned by a veteran. The tech giant's also giving the USO a $2.5 million grant to create a certificate program to train transitioning service members in how to code. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio.